Yeah, definitely makes it more frustrating, more disappointing, you know, just because we know the type of guys we have in this locker room, the staff that's been put together, this organization, how much effort they put in to help us be at our best, and to not get it, especially with the team that we have. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. You look back at that game and you just think about certain plays you could have done better, just because you know that we could have, we had expectations of going further than we did. So credit to them. You know, obviously they made more plays, and you know, they're a well-coached football team too, and have had a great year. So you know, obviously it doesn't make it feel any better.
And again, a one-score game though, right? You guys were in it.
Yeah, we're right there. I just credit to the guys in this locker room again. I'm just so thankful to be a part of this group. So blessed to have the relationships I do in this locker room, and just to be able to come to work every day. You know, it doesn't make it any easier losing, but you know, especially probably makes it harder just because you have so much respect for the guys' effort, what they put into it, and you just want to do your part to help win, and obviously didn't do that tonight.
Adam, it probably doesn't help much in this moment, but TJ was talking about all the things that you guys did as a team that you can build on. Is there some optimism with that?
Yeah, there's always, I mean, just again, the staff that's been put in place, the people that have been put in place in this organization, it's only up from here, which is obviously a positive thing, but it doesn't make today feel any better. But at the end of the day, there's great people in this locker room. They're going to have success moving forward. And, you know, excited that I got to be a part of it with this group.
Adam, it's been doubly frustrating knowing that the window is shrinking. I mean, all your years in the league, yeah, you only get so many of these chances.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was kind of the thought process going into today is, okay, I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to have at this. So I'm going to go out there and prepare the best way I could this week and try to give it my all on the field, and do that because of the group that's been put in place. You know, when you have guys that put in the work that they do, the staff, the organization, the people that are in the organization, you want to go and do your part in something to kind of our work. Disappointed, not getting that done for them.
It's like being on the sideline. It's more than a play drive. It's a field goal drive. 11-minute drive.
Yeah, you know, that was that. You could tell that was their game plan going into it. They wanted to limit our possessions. They did a great job of that. But you know, I'm so proud of our defense. They kept us in it. They gave us opportunities, and that's have to be able to ultimately win that game. So, and that's how it's been all year. So, you know, again, very, very proud of their commitment to just keep persevering. And when things aren't going their way, that they find a way to get some key stops and what it takes to help us, give us opportunities to win the game. So, again, just so proud of all, every phase, the people in this locker room and the staff that's been put in place.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. You've been a little while.